Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Ayin Ches, mitzvah 478. As we continue in Re'eh, and we get to the first of two mitzvahs related to Tzedakah. Today is the Los Aseh, and the next mitzvah is the Aseh. The Torah tells us here in Parshas Re'eh, Ki Yihyeh Becha Evyon, if there is a poor person amongst you, Me'achad Achecha, Bi'achad Sharecha, from amongst your brothers in your gates, Ba'artzecha Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lach, amongst your communities, Lo Sa'ametes Levavcha, do not close off your heart, Velo Sikpozes Yadcha, Me'achicha Ha'evyon, and do not close up your hand from your brother who is in need. Kipasoach tiftach, that's the Los Aseh, that's today. Do not close off your heart or your hand. Kipasoach tiftach ez yadcha lo, you shall surely open up your hand. Vaha'aveita avitenu, we'll have to see what that lashon means. Deimach saro asher yachzar lo, enough that is missing to him. Every one of these phrases is used by Chazal to teach me a detail in Staka. The context of these psukim is in the context of Shemitah, because right after this we're commanded, and make sure you lend somebody money even if Shemitah's coming. That's going to be the Isser after the two of Staka. But the context where Staka appears, a few places in the Torah, but one of them is right here, is in the context of Shemitah, and these are the psukim that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes. Rashi says, Lo sa'ameitz yesh lecha adam shemitzta'er mitenem lo yitain. There are some people that will hurt them in their heart to give. So the Torah says, Lo sa'ameitz, right? Don't feel that way. Yesh lecha adam sheposhenes yadova kofsa. Sometimes people stretch out their hand and then close it. No, you stretch out your hand, you give the money. The Torah is trying to make sure that everybody involved gives money for the mitzvah of tzedakah. Again, tzedakah is a huge topic. We will try to touch on some of the major points over the next two mitzvos. So first, as we said, today is the Lo Sa'aseh. The Lashon of Lo Sa'ametz es yad levavcha v'lo sikbos es yadcha me'achicha ha'evyon. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in today's Isser, Taf Ayin Ches, Shelo Nimna HaChesed VaTzedakah Me'acheinu B'nei Yisrael, that we don't withhold the Chesed and the Tzedakah from our brethren. The Kol Shekeim in Akrovim, and surely from relatives. B'dayteinu Choleshes in Yonim, V'yesh Bani Yecholas Lo Sa'adam, if we could help them and we don't. And that's what it says, Lo Sa'ameis V'lo Sikvots Me'achicho Evyon, Klomar Al Tashlit Alecha Midas HaKilus V'hanevela. Right, do not let a miserly nature overtake you. The Torah is even giving us a secret how to do it. We have to do our heart before we do our hand. Right? The heart, open up your heart and then open up your hand. And the Chinuch adds, that the Torah adds, do not assume that you're going to have any loss from giving tzedakah. Because through giving, you will be getting as the Torah promises. And the Chinuch ends off, "V'yafa lecha birchaso rega katan mikama otzar shel zav v'kesef." One moment of a bracha from God is greater than all the gold and the silver in the world. So this is the Lo Sa'aseh of not giving tzedakah. If you look in one of the mafarshim, the Yam Simcha, he discusses why it says. Ki yebecha, the beginning of the pasuk, ki yebecha evyon. There's an evyon amongst you. Lo sa'ametz es levavcha, v'lo sikvos es yadcha mi'achicha ha'evyon. We already know. We're talking about an evyon, somebody who is ta'ev, somebody desires the chodaver. What's the extra word at the end? Ha'evyon. So explains the Yam Simcha beautifully, that the Chassam Sofer writes, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Psachim, Ha'omer selazu l'tztaka b'shul sheyichin ebeni, ha'rezet tzadik gomer. Tztaka shalo lishma is still tztaka. Ha'rezet tzadik gomer. I'm giving tztaka so that this happens, so that happens. It's fine. That's why we have Misha Berachs in Shul. Right, we offered to give tzedakah so that somebody gets a bracha, because that's the only time we could, like, as the Gemara says elsewhere, test God. Right, lo sanasos Hashem alkechem, except for tzedakah. But says the Yam Simcha right here, diadua kishahani ba lekabel mamon meha ashir. When a poor person comes to an ashir, he feels bizyonos. Right, it's hard to accept money from somebody. Bishum shetzarech lavoli deacherim alkein. The best thing for an ushir to do when he gives him the money is not just to give him the money, but also to express, you know what? I also have difficulties. We all have our difficulties. I also need a Yeshua. And when the ani sees this, then he'll think, right? Misery loves company. Right, he'll see that other people are in need too, and not just him. That'll help him feel better. And that's the Gemara, explains the Chassam Sofer. The Kishinosin Staka Yomer Lahaani Amanasha Yichye Bini. If somebody says to the ani, you know what, I'm also giving the tzedakah, because not only because you have a need, because I want something, hareis et tzadik gomer, because you're making the ani feel better in that way. So maybe that's what's hinted to in this pasuk too. Then when it says, when there's an evyon in front of you, don't close your hand, don't close your heart, Me'achicha, from your brother, what shouldn't you close it about? Ha'evyon, that you also are an evyon. You also have needs and desires, and that's also part of giving staka, to make the ani feel better, not just the actual money that is given. Good, let's now go to the next mitzvah. Let's read a little bit of it. Again, just like in the Shemitah mitzvahs, we're going to do these together, as the Minchas Chinuch also puts these mitzvahs together. Today we'll try to do more of some of the halachic issues. Says the Sefer Chinuch in the next mitzvah, La'asot staka, the asay of staka is, La'asot staka matzara chela besimcha v'tov levav, to give staka with simcha and tov levav, with happiness, and not because, oh, I have to. Klomar, shenasan mimam monenu l'mishi yachzerlo, to give to is in need, ulechazei ke'ani b'chol ma shetzorach l'michyaso, b'chol yechotenu, and to strengthen the ani. Right, this is a fair place to mention the famous levels of the Rambam. The Rambam has in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, that's where he says, chayav enar no lizar b'mitzvah staka, yosi mikol mitzvah zaseh. We have to be careful about the mitzvah of staka, maybe more than all other mitzvos. Why? Shat staka siman litzadike zera Avraham Avinu. Because staka is a simin for you are a Zera Avraham. That's what Avraham did. Ki yedativ l'masher Yisav ez beso acharav. Ve'en kisa Yisrael miskonein v'daso emes amez ala b'tzedaka. Mashiach's not going to come unless the Jews give tzedaka. B'tzedaka techoneini. Ve'en Yisrael negolan ala b'schus tzedaka shtemer tziyah b'mishpat tipadeh. Again, tzedaka, as we'll see in the chinuch, doesn't only mean with money. The Gemara says Gemilas Chasadim is greater than staka in three different ways. Gemilas Chasad is also a type of staka. Staka means giving to another person. Most mitzvos, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, can also be called the mitzvah of staka. Obviously, it's money too, but most mitzvos, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, when I give something, I give time, I give a smile, I give attention, all of those could be included. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps track. He knows how the scorecard works upstairs. So that can be, it all can be chalked up to the mitzvah of staka. And anybody who turns their blind eye, kalamalam einam in staka, I was in ikra biliyal, kamosha ikra oved avodah zara biliyal. It's like an oved avodah zara, right? That's what it's compared to. Kolonosein, and then it gives how you're supposed to give staka. The Rambam says, here it is, in halacha zayin. Shmone mailos yesh bit staka zu lamalam izu. There are 8 levels of staka. Mala gedola shein lamalam imena. The highest level of staka is when you don't give what we call staka. As we know, the highest level is if you give somebody so they don't become an ani. Hamachzik bidei Yisrael shemach, that became poor. Venosin lo matana, you give him a gift. Oh, halva, or a loan. Oh, simo shudfis, you take him into partnership. Oh, mamsi lo malacha, or you give him malacha. Any way to prevent a person from becoming an ani, that is the highest level of saka. Vechzakta boger v'tosha v'chayimach. Right, that pasuk is not here. There are psukim elsewhere. In Bahar, and saka comes up in a few places in the Torah. That'll be important, but we'll see in a few minutes. But that's the highest level. Preventing somebody from becoming an ani. So let's say he is an ani. So now we have the next level down. Pachos mizeh, hanosein staka laniyim. If you give staka, and it's anonymous on both sides. You don't know who you're giving, and the ani does not know who he's getting from. Basically, that's what the pushki is in shul. When we put money in the pushki in shul, so that's this second level. Because we don't know where the money's going. If it's going to the shul, it's going to the shul. But let's say it's going to poor people. Let's say it's going to an organization that gives money to the poor. Tomchei Shabbos, whatever it is. So then that's this level of staka. Because we don't know who it's going to. And the people don't know where it's coming from. Right? We think, oh, this is, what kind of staka is this? No, this is a high level of staka. V'lo yada l'minasam, v'lo yada ha'ani mi'lakach. Shaharizu mitzvah lishma. And that's what they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says. They used to have Lishkas Chashiyim, the office of the secret ones. What happened there? People used to throw money in there without looking. And Aniyim used to go in there to take money when they needed it. V'karov lazeh hanosin atoch kubah shel tzedakah. That's where it is. That's it. Kubah shel tzedakah. Next level down, pachos mizeh, sheyada hanosin lemiyitim v'lo yada ha'ani mimilakach. The giver knows, but the receiver doesn't know. So he's not as embarrassed. We know the stories from Maseches Ksubis, Mar Ukva used to leave the money outside the poor man's door every morning and then run away. So he knew who he was giving it to, but the poor person didn't know. Right? As we have the story that the Ani one time tried to find out who it was leaving the money. The Gemara Ksubis Tafayin Zion, and I'm sorry, Samach Zion. Ayin Zayin is Rabbi Shuvan Levi, right? Asamach Zayin, Mar Ukva. So the Ani comes out, and Rav Ukva runs away, and the Ani starts running after him and his wife. And they run down this way, and they run down that way. Very exciting story. And all of a sudden, they come to a dead end, and there's only a bakery there. They jump into the bakery, and they don't know where to go, and they jump into the oven. And Mar Ukva goes, oh, ah, tat, tat. tot, and his wife is like, fine, wonderful. But they jump into the oven, and the Gemara says, from that Gemara, that's what we know, it's better to jump into an oven than to embarrass somebody. Because revealing oneself, you don't have to, because it's not Pikuach Nefesh, but they're on their level, they knew it wasn't Pikuach Nefesh, and that's why they jumped into the oven. And the Gemara says there, why was she on a higher level than him? Because she used to give food to the Aniyim. Which even is they don't even have to go to the store. They have what they need. But either way, you see from that Gemara, anonymous is a high level, right? That is the third level. Going down from here, says the Rambam, Pachos Mizeh, Sheyadaha, Miminotav, Lo Yada Nosein. The Ani knows, but the Nosein doesn't know. That's what the Gedolei Chacham in the Gemara also tell stories, where people used to put money in their knapsacks, and then they used to feel people taking it from their knapsack behind them, they wouldn't look back. So the Ani knew who he was taken from, but the Ashir did not know who he was giving to. Pachos Mizeh, Sheyitin La'ani Biyadah, Kodem Sheyashal. Next is, you give to an Ani. You both know, but you give before he asks. Pachos Mizeh, you give to him after he asks. Pachos Mizeh, you give to him after he asks, at least with a happy face. Obviously, that should be on the early ones too. Less than this is you give him with an unhappy face. Either way, these are the eight levels, Shmona Malos, of the Rambam of Tzedakah, and we should try to do, obviously, the highest levels of Tzedakah. So that's the Rambam, and that's what the Pasuk says. The Chinuch quotes right here in Re'eh, Pasoch Tiftach Ez Yadcha Lo, open your hand to him. And the Gemara Darshins, Pasoch Tiftach V'Yafilu Me'a Pa'amim Kama Pa'amim, even many times, we open up our hand. V'Yon Ne'amar, it says at the end of Ayikra, V'Chzakta Bo Geretto Shavachayimach, V'Yamar Od, V'Chayachichimach, many different psukim in the Torah that talk about Tzedakah. There are two varts of the Gra that I mentioned in the past, but it's Mitzvah Tzedakah. So you got to mention them today. They're both unbelievable. The first one is Pasoach Tiftach. You open up your hand, says the Gra. That phrase is alluding to something. We know the halacha is Dei Machzor Asher Yachzor Lo. We have to give the Ani. Everybody gets to what they need. You don't give blanket, I'm going to give everybody the same amount of money. No. If there's a greater need and a lesser need, and different people need different things, so you give them different amounts. So says the Gra. That's what's alluded to when it says Pasoach, open up your hand. Because when we close our hand, and we look at our fingers, like what we do by Havdalah, we close our fingers onto our palm, all of our fingers look the same length. So when the money is with us, it's all the same. But when you open up your hand, facing other people, all your fingers are different lengths. Meaning, when you give to somebody else, everybody has to have different amounts given to different recipients based on their need. That's the Gra. That's the Gra that says that's what it's alluded to. Lo Sikva, don't close your hand and make it look like everybody's equal. No. It's not the same.
Number one, Gra. That's a take on one. Now, next one also, Pasoach Tiftach Ez Yadcha Lo. The other one, this is also said by the Ben Yehoyada, separately, and that is, if you look at the trup, if you look at the ta'amim on Pasoach Tiftach Ez Yadcha Lo, it is a darga severe. Pasoach Tiftach Ez Yadcha Lo, darga severe. What does that mean? Ta'amim are always hints. So, the Gra and the Ben Yehoyada quotes the Gemara Babasra Daf Yud, where if Papa was going up a ladder, and one of the rungs fell, right, ripped, broke, and he fell down, and he's hanging. And Rabbi Chia sees him up there. He says, Ayve, why is this happening to you? Did an Ani ever come to your door and you didn't give him money? So why is that the Avera, he asks him? Out of all the Averas, right? So the Gra and the Ben Yehuda say, because Darga Tavir, if you don't open up your hand, Darga, the Darga, the rung, Tavir, from the word Shavar, is going to break. So that's why he was asking him that, why isn't that, is that whatever happened to you? And that's why he was asking that. That's the godless of the Gra. Okay, so he continues. We have the mitzvah of Tzedakah, as it says a number of times. Misharshia mitzvah, kasadeh b'kesef talva. The message of the mitzvah I already wrote in Kesef Talva, which is the mitzvah of lending money back in Parsha Mishpatim. That's a separate mitzvah. To lend somebody money is a separate mitzvah than the mitzvah of Tzedakah. And he spoke there about lending money makes people into givers. There in mitzvah Samach Vav, back in Mishpatim, the Chinuch mentions nothing about the receiver. It's all about the giver. Like Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Karakemach, Yosef Yimashah Ha'ani Mekabel Min Ha'ashir, Ha'ashir Mekabel Min Ha'ani. An Ashir gets much more than the Ani, because the Ani only gets the money right now in Olam Hazeh. The Ashir becomes a giver. The Ashir feels good now, and of course he gains Olam Haba. The mitzvah stays with him forever. So that's what he talks about in Mitzvah Samach Vav, what he refers to. Midini ha-mitzvah, let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Mashama zachar nalav racha. She'ikar mitzvah zu litein latztaka liad gabai. She'etanel mishit sarach la. As we just said from the Rambam. Dikar is to give it to a middle person. Kedesh lo yisbaisha makabel, kshu makabel miyad anosna. So that the person is not embarrassed. B'chol eishir enu. V'kam anosin lo yivashen olah lolam. I won't know who got it, and they won't know who took it. That is the greatest level of tztaka. And now says the chinuch, atabini, my son, who he's talking to, his son. Al tachshov, she'ini mitzvah tzat tztaka lo yirak ba'ani, asher ein lo lechem v'simla. Don't think that the mitzvah of tztaka is only by a really, really poor person. Right, that doesn't have any money, doesn't have bread, doesn't have clothing. Sometimes even a very, very rich person could require tztaka. How? Even in the money level. Kigon, Ashir, Shubamakam Shimakirinosov, Sarkalabos. Let's say he's a poor, rich person, but he's stuck. Right? Somebody stole his wallet and he's somewhere where there's no money and he needs to borrow. V'yafilu basha shu b'iro, even if he's in a city. Maybe he became sick. Maybe he has tremendous bills to pay. V'yafilu shum mikra acher. L'davar echad shu b'yadcha v'lo yimatzi mimenu b'makom acher. Anything that you have, that your friend needs, that you could give him, the mitzvah of tztaka is there. Let's say somebody needs a pen and they don't have a pen. You give him a pen. That's the mitzvah of tztaka. That you have something that they need, whether it's an object, whether it's money, whether it's information, whatever it is, that's the mitzvah of tztaka, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Gam zeh bechal mitzvah of tztaka b'li safek. Why? Ki haTorah tivchar la'olam b'gemilas chasadim. The Torah always chooses gemilas chasadim. V'tatzaveh otanu la'ashlim ratzon ha'nevram b'nei bris b'asher tasek yadena. We have to do everything we could do. Klal ha'inyan, and this is the underlined part. Shakol ha'ma'ane eschaveiro. Anybody who is mahane, give something to their friend, bein b'mamon, bein b'machal, money, food, o b'shar tzrachav, or other needs, oh, afilu b'dvarim tovim, dvarim nichumim, you make him feel good, you say a good word to him, b'chlal mitzvah tztakahi, that is included in the mitzvah of tztakah, v'scharo harbe ma'od, and this tremendous schar. V'yachant v'yachnisu devarai baznecha. My son, let my words go into your ears. Ki tovim hema. Ba'ozen tivchan milim. You will realize what I'm saying is ultimate truth. So again, giving of anything. That's why an ani has to give tzedaka too. Not just a little bit of money, but he could also give time. He could also give an ear. He could also give a lending hand. So all that. So tzedaka overlaps with many other mitzvos. Many other, of course, lending money and helping somebody with their animal. Anytime I give something from me, whether it's an object, tangible or intangible, I am fulfilling the mitzvah of tztaka. And if I don't do it, then I'm violating today's isser of not opening up my hand and not opening up my heart. And then he says that every single person in the world is chayef to give tztaka. Right, sha'ani she'nerosa likach, if an ani doesn't want to take, you have to figure out a way for him to take it, and it doesn't matter who a person is, a couple lines later, afilu ani ha'misparnis ben atztaka, chayav lasos tztaka. Even an ani, she'in shum adam bala aniyas lo'olam b'shvil ribuit tztaka she'yaseh, and also we have a special bracha, like we saw in the Rambam, nobody ever loses by giving tztaka, this is something that must be done. Let's continue, and then we'll do some of the minchas chinuch, Sbez Hashem, in the next year. Says the chinuch all the way at the end. The mitzvah applies always, obviously, to men and women. The overall thing. How do I violate this mitzvah? That's a major machlokas. How do I violate the mitzvah? What if, does the ani have to ask me, and I don't give? And I have, and I could give him, and I don't give him? Is that the isser? Or is it even if the ani doesn't ask me? He walks by, I know that there's a need. Or forget the ani, whatever need a person is in need of. Says the chinuch. But overall, zeh v'lo aset tztaka, but eis shenishal aleha, if I don't do it when I am asked, oh, sherash et tzarech adav rav yish acholos b'yado lasosa, or I see, even if I'm not asked, I see that there is a need and I could do it, bita lasezu, I'm with bavata let us say, but also I violate the losa say pashtus, right? The losa say that's today's mitzvah, tofayin ches, and this is really a machlokas rishonim, the Rashba and Shavuos and Dafkav Hei uses the lashon of only after one is asked. Does one violate the Isser? The mitzvah might be, the bitlase might even be, without being asked. Without being asked. The chinuch holds, even the mitzvah saseh is only after being asked or the situation presents itself. The Rambam, though, sounds like the mitzvah saseh is even where one is not asked. Either way, that is a major, very important discussion. So let's do maybe one more point relating to the issue. We'll get back to Os Gimel, but in the next year, this talks about Kfiyah on Staka, but a shorter one is if you look at Os Hay, what happens? It comes up all the time. How does one give Staka? So you give the money. What if I just promise to give Staka? Amira. So we know, in general, Amira doesn't work to be Kona something, to be Makna something. I hereby, this watch is yours. Doesn't work. Right? It doesn't work, right? You have to do a kinyan on it. There are all different types of kinyanim. There's chalipin, there's meshicha, there's hagba, there's chatzah, there's chazaka, all different types of kinyanim. Shtar, kesef. But one area of halacha, amira works. That's the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Amirasa legavoa kemisirasa lehedyot. Saying, being machter something, giving something to the base of Mikdash works just through amira. So that's a principle in the Mishnah in Mesechas Kiddushin. What about staka? So that is an os hey, that's a big machlokas rishonim. Whether the same thing applies to tztaka. Amiraso litztaka, kimisiraso lahedyot? Does the same thing apply there? Right? If I say I'm going to, I give you this as tztaka, is it already the person's? Has the kinyan changed or not? That might connect to another machlokas rishonim or not, but another machlokas rishonim, and that is there a real shibud nechasim on tztaka? Meaning, could Beis Din go down to my possessions and take the tztaka that I should be giving? In a time when Beis Din is kofen al mitzvah zaseh, a time when Beis Din forces people to do mitzvah zaseh, somebody's not sitting in a sukkah, somebody's not doing mitzvah, they could force in a time when a Beis Din is sholeit in Klal Yisrael. So could they go down and take my nechasim? Meaning, do I really owe it? Is it owed? So that machlokas rishonim, quoted in Oz Dalet of the Menchas Chinuch, might connect to this one, and that is how easy is it to get it into the ani's possession? It could be that the more if it's a shibah nechasim, then I don't have to do much. I could just have an amira, and then memeila becomes shel ha'ani. Right? So those two machlokos very well might be connected to each other. Also, he connects, this might be enough gemina in terms of toka de dibur, could I retract? You can't retract it if you give something to Hektish. But all other areas, you could be choser botoka de dibur. So that also could be enough gemina. How seriously do you take the connection to Hektish? Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Shem. Next time, we'll have to get into the mitzvahs asay. We'll have to talk about why there's kfiya here. 5 or 6 different answers in the Rishonim and the Achronim, all about different types of staka. Maybe we'll get into some Meiser Ksafim if we can. That is this mitzvah of Taf Ayin Ches, the Isser of not giving staka.